Replenishment and other in-storage handling. Replenishment is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as relocating material from a bulk storage area to an order pick storage area and documenting this relocation. Another meaning of replenishment is to replenish retailer or other downstream echelon inventories, but from a warehousing perspective, these are all just orders needing to be processed and dispatched. As goods are picked, stock levels are checked, and product is replenished from extended or active storage to the pick slot to ensure its continuous availability. Replenishment often is performed by forklift operators who break down full pallets into cases or eaches. Exhibit 4-13 revisits the order flow to show where replenishment fits in. Exhibit 4-13, Warehouse Processes and Order Flow. Replenishment can occur on demand, per routine, or opportunistically. On demand is lean replenishment that is similar to Kanban systems in that the picking of an item triggers its replenishment. A routine can be a regular replenishment cycle. Individual replenishment requirements are based on threshold triggers. Opportunistic replenishment tops off pick slots during lulls and other work using cross-trained workers. The key tasks in replenishment are estimating sufficient pick slot stock level accurately and setting replenishment cadence. Many warehouses replenish the pick slot during a designated replenishment time period, such as nightly or before each shift change. The goal is to not need replenishment during a shift or other time period by sizing each product's pick slot to enable storage of enough inventory for the entire shift or period. In this way, pickers will not run out of items to pick, and pickers and replenishers will not interfere with each other, or pickers can be replenishers for the next shift. Establishing and using a trigger point for replenishment. Inventory of a specific SKU will need to be replenished when it hits a trigger point, for example, almost out of inventory. The trigger point is the point when there is enough remaining inventory to satisfy average demand during the replenishment lead time plus eventual safety stock. A replenishment trigger can be managed through a visual marker that signals the picker to order replenishment. Educate pickers about what to do if the trigger points are reached. The trigger could occur automatically through a WMS that keeps track of SKUs as orders are filled. Other forms of in-storage handling should be kept to a minimum because they create risks, for example damage, and need to add more value than they cost, or the goods will be losing value. Common reasons other than for replenishment include consolidation of goods to improve space efficiency, positioning of goods to facilitate first-in, first-out, FIFO, first expiry, first-out, FIFO, or first-in, last-out, FILO product sequencing, or movements of goods from extended storage into active storage. Solutions such as flow racking can help prevent the need for some of these types of movements. Regular analysis can help determine if process change could eliminate such steps.